It is 8:01, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me, we can hear Tame Impala with their very short song, Nangs, which is a cute little slang term from Australia for, it's for Nangs, naturally. Look up what Nangs are if you want to. I'm not going to talk about it on air. That's silly. But it has this line in it. Is there something wrong, man? Is there something wrong, man? Is there something wrong, man? And, I love this bit. And this whole next section is going to be full of songs that will make you say, is there something wrong, man? Is there something not quite right? And the chances are the answer is going to be yes. And if you don't catch why, I will happily explain what's not quite right about any and all of these songs after the break. And some of them are just glitchy. I really like glitch as a genre. I don't know, this was an idea for a mini theme that I came up with earlier in the week. I think it'll be fun. Coming up next is going to be a Beatles song.
Thank you. от оживение.
Inadequate for that's what it's hard to say.
Treatment only.
Here's a favourite old bush song, and we'd like you all to sing along.
The old gum tree.
Like this. Now we'll have some fun with this song. Happy bush band as they play a line for you.
No, well, it doesn't matter. We don't really need a drum roll.
Love.
Now, isn't that just delightful? Ugh, I think that, I mean, that last song is by Spoonbill, who is regularly one of my top artists on Spotify. I just think that that's like, I mean, it's such interesting music. So for those of you who missed the top of the hour, I'm doing a little mini segment here of just like songs that make you say, huh? Did I hear that right? Yeah? We started off with The Beatles' Only a Northern Song, which I thought was very appropriate because you might think the band's not quite right is right in the song, so it's the perfect thing to start off with. After that was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, another one of my favorites, their song Anoxia off the album Flying Microtonal Banana. And it's called the Flying Microtonal Banana because they created a special guitar specifically for this album known as the Flying Microtonal Banana. It was painted yellow, and it's tuned so that each of the notes isn't actually, you know, tuned to be it's tuned to be like a sharp or a flat, the notes in between the notes that we use in Western music. So the first time I was listening to them, I got it on vinyl. First time I was listening through to it, my turntable at the time was having some issues, and so it would every once in a while kind of like slow down or speed up unexpectedly after I'd been using it for a while. And I was listening to the album, and you know, they just hit one like chord, and it's like, oh man, I have to stand up and, you know, fix the speed on my turntable, because that was obviously not a proper, I mean, I don't have perfect pitch, but I knew that that note wasn't quite right. And then I stood up, and what do you know, it's keeping time perfectly. It was just microtonal. So that's a really, really cool album. I would highly recommend everything on there. Great album. And after that, Spoonbill, Gumtree, a classic. And so the next two songs are from a genre called, I mean, I don't actually know if you would, I think that they're, I would call the genre glitch hop, which is like hip hop, but glitchy. And I just think it's super cool. This next song is by the Constructus Corporation, a group from South Africa. And I've been listening to this whole album on like repeat for a week or so. It's really strange, but I've really been enjoying it. And this is one of the only non-explicit songs on the album. So here we are.
Everybody cried out with glee as the fungus spreading. I never was acting weird. And the strangest thing of all is, we're the only ones who can see it. We gotta do something to get everyone's attention and hit them with our supernatural frequency selection. We can build a big thing in the back of my grandpa's donkey cart and take a nice little cruise through town with our fat beats pumping hard. Or we could call it, the Long Street Carnival. Cause I know that Juju Man is definitely up to something horrible. Okay, we got quite a lot of stuff to do, so come on, let's get busy. The big fish is about to get taken out by some crazy little fishes. The big day rap is advertised and everybody got with the festival. If the sun rose to bless the sky by shining extra bright, it's not for growth, mesmerize these humans with this magnificent vibration. Even some visitors from a bar like,
those alien takes.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I could
make the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry.
boy needs therapy.
You're a psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Kranigazoo, let's have a tune. I will not count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Think of anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel, magnesium, hydrogen batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all of your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And plus, throwing out batteries is just such a hassle. You need to find, you know, the right place to drop them off because you can't put them in household trash, and it's a whole deal. What'd you guys think of my little glitch segment there? I realized that I didn't warn you guys that album by the Constructus Corporation, that song was Long Street, by the way, that album is more of it is a concept album, and it's kind of like sci-fi themed. It's a cool story. I think it's some clever rap. I'm not the biggest fan of rap or hip hop usually, but I don't know, something about it stuck out and I enjoyed it. After that was the Avalanches with Frontier Psychiatrist, which is just a classic glitchy song. And I want to talk about Spoonbill some more, or just mention how awesome I think Spoonbill is. I mean, I think that Frontier Psychiatrist and Gumtree, the Avalanches and Spoonbill, those two really exemplify what I wanted to showcase in my glitch section of songs there. And in the background right now is Boards of Canada. The song is Julie and Candy off the album Geo Gotti. And these are all, you know, early 2000s. Not music that I was listening to at that time. I was mostly listening to the Beatles. And coincidentally, we have a Beatles song up next, in fact. A bit of a change of pace. It's going to get a little bit spacey, a little bit mellow. Because I am Mellow Max, and my radio show is even more highly recommended, full of music that I recommend even more highly. And I'm so excited to not be saying that anymore, because starting next week, I will be going back to my original radio show name, plain old highly recommended. Goodbye, sequel. We are back to the original, good old highly recommended. And I can't wait, because then I can just say it's music that I recommend highly. We don't need to qualify it. It's just music that I recommend highly. Even more highly? No. Just highly. So as such, I'm submitting my new show form. I think I just did it, actually. Did I submit? Yes. Yes, I did. I submitted my new show form, I'm hoping to get 7 to 9 p.m., the time slot that I've had this summer. That would be awesome. But as I'm relatively new as a community member, I'm not too hopeful that I'll get a two-hour show. So, worst case, second best case, if I don't get a two-hour show, hopefully I get either 7 to 8 or 8 to 9. Otherwise, who knows where I'll be. You can find me on the WMFO calendar. And next week, I will be taking over for On the Town with Mikey D. I will be DJing and playing lots and lots and lots of local music, so I gotta do some research, but I'm excited. It'll be a good challenge, and I'm excited to bring my eccentric music taste to Boston and look at local music through that lens, and then bring it to all of you. And I'm also really excited to be a part of On the Town. It's a show that's been around, I think, almost as long as I've been alive, if not longer. I don't know. It's been on the air for quite a while. I don't know what the exact year is. I'm sure that Joel can tell me, and I'll tell you the next time I talk to all of you. But I will be here from 9 to midnight next Wednesday, and otherwise, hopefully I'll have the same show, so I'll be here from 7 to midnight, which would be exciting. The records on the website go back to at least 2004. So I'm older than the records on the website, but I don't know. It might have been. I think it was going before 2004 too. I'll get back to you. I've been thinking that WMFO should have a historian as a position on the executive board. I think that'd be a great addition. Just someone who's in charge of keeping track of the lore of WMFO, and before WMFO, WTUR. Just collecting the stories. Because there's a rich and storied history to WMFO. Anyway, coming up next, the Beatles. Please don't be lonely.
gentlemen, welcome to the cozy world of COS. Buy your tickets now. There'll be plenty of hearty music written by Mr. Danny Shell and played by Charlie Luce on piano, Alan Gucci on bass, Bobby Dutch on drums, and Steve LeDuc on percussion. And star of the show, the lovely Miss Pascal Song.
Rolling by slowly, world of waves, and it's ever so lonely. I'm a stranger, I think that there's something wrong. Captain's log, the 1st of June. I'm running to a bad monsoon. I'm 54, I sailed before. This is not the sea, it's war. Grab the rigging, man the sail. Secure the hatches, start to bail. I do not think we will survive. I do not think we will survive. out in the distance a bit like a mushroom, making the heat and the rage of the ocean. We're going down and I don't think I'd rather stay. Captain's log, the 1st of June. I run into a bad monsoon. I'm 54, I sail before. This is not the sea, it's war. And to those who cause the pain, I only hope you will remain. I'm going down with what was good. I wouldn't stay if I could.
Hello everyone, it is now 8:44 p.m. on Wednesday, September 14th of 2022. The songs that we just listened to were chronologically The Beatles with Blue Jay Way, followed by Koss with Post-Aeolian Train Robbery. And after that was Spyrogyra with Captain's Log. That was Spyrogyra, one word, because behind me right now is Spyrogyra, two words, with a Y in Spyro, whereas the other one was an I. Spyrogyra, two words, with the unwritten letter. How's that? Two bands, basically the same name. Figured, why not play them one after another? That's fun. Well, it is just about the end of Even More Highly Recommended. And might I say, I am so happy to see it go. I'm excited to be back to just Highly Recommended. It was good. I have highly recommended fan art. I don't know, Even More Highly Recommended is a mouthful. And that's all I've got. WMFO is a great station. I'm so happy to be here for another while. Oh, I did talk with Joel, and yes, On the Town with Mikey D has been on air since 1989. So yes, the show is older than me. And Joel has been with the show longer than I have. I'm not going to say the year because I don't want to embarrass him. But it's a great show and I'm very, very, very excited to be working with them next week. So if you can't find me during the normal hours, if I'm not here from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9, you'll be able to check me out 9 to midnight. And I'll let you know when my new show is then. And then the next week, whenever my new show is, we'll have trainees. This past semester was the first time that I had a radio show and didn't have trainees. And there's just something so nice about training the next generation of DJ. During the spring, the radio show after mine, the show that had the 8 to 9 p.m. hour, was held by a senior. And when he was I think he did his training when he was a freshman, but he might have been a sophomore. But when he was a baby DJ, he was my trainee. And I just think that was so cool. My first semester back and his senior year, his last semester at WMFO, I thought it was very fitting that I had the show before him. I thought that was really cool. I was a little bit disappointed that I never got to, none of my trainees, as far as I remember, none of them went onto the executive board, because my trainer was the music director when I started, and then I became the volunteer director, and then I became the music director, and I think it would have been really cool if I got to train the next music director, and it kind of handed down like a little dynasty kind of thing, but oh well. Didn't happen to go that way. I did try to convince some people to get to join the board, but no such luck. We're gonna have a couple more songs coming up. This next song by Can, if you're listening and you're a student, then I'm gonna say that there's a good chance that you have TikTok. If you are not listening and you're not a student, and or you're not a student, you might not have TikTok, but there's a TikTok trend which used a song which had a sample of this next song. So if you recognize it, that's where you recognize it from. That's why I recognized this. I knew this song first, and then I heard the sample, and I was like, oh yeah, I know that. It's really funny. When I'm scrolling through TikTok, I don't recognize half the songs, but I do recognize a lot of the samples. Which I guess means that I'm old. Or have a good taste in music. I'm gonna say it's because I have a good taste in music. I'm not all that old. Anyway, coming up next is Can. With a great song about turtles. It's very quirky.
Thank you.
That was Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best, a song that I saw live last night at House of Blues, and it was fantastic. And yeah, Courtney Barnett's really cool. I just wanted to talk briefly about all of the cool concerts I have coming up. On Saturday, I am seeing Idols. On Sunday, I am seeing, I honestly don't know their name. I got a text from a friend today saying, hey, do you want to go to this concert? And I was like, Muna. Which I don't think is quite my typical genre, but that's being a good friend, you know? You go to a concert because your friend needs someone to go with, then they go to a concert because you need someone to go with. It works out. It works. It's a good balance that you gotta strike. So I'm going to go see Muna on Sunday. But I'm very, very excited for Idols. I saw them. I'm not gonna play any of their music on air. It's atrocious. And mostly explicit. But I did see them last September or October in New York, and it was a great show. It was my first time being in a mosh pit since the beginning of COVID, and it kicked the heck out of me. I was so badly winded. Then on Sunday the 26th, Sunday the 25th, I am seeing Amyl and the Sniffers, an Australian punk group with a female lead singer, and I had Amyl and the Sniffers in this very studio 4 years ago? Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was Columbus Day weekend 4 years ago. They were here. I got to interview them because after the show I was like, hey, listen, you guys are awesome. I have my radio show in 2 hours. Do you guys want to come on so I can interview you? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, awesome. So that was really, really cool. Perks of having a radio show. The next night I am seeing Stella Donnelly. That is Monday night. And then, like, I don't know, beginning of October, I'm seeing Otoboke Beaver, Kikagaku Moyo, a whole bunch of bands that I'll talk more about as those dates are coming up. Of Montreal in October, and, I mean, you name it, everyone's playing. Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, fantastic band, fantastic name. Madison Cunningham, I'm all concerted up for the next month or so, and I couldn't be happier. I will see you guys next week, hopefully. If not from 7 to 9, then at least from 9 to midnight. And closing us off, we're going to have Thundercat.